Welcome to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. We're in our series dealing with abundant living. Today's title of this podcast is The Reality of Abundance. I'm going to cover a number of things. One is, why do so many feel that they cannot experience abundance in their life? And does the Word of God approve of Christians living abundantly? What are the most powerful areas of abundant Christian needs? We're going to get into that pretty heavy, I think. When did Jesus promise abundant life for Christians? And is abundant living available to everyone? You can tell we've got a lot to cover today, but before we do it, we need to pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you and ask for your touch, your divine touch in this podcast. I ask that the Holy Spirit would come in and lead and direct and take control. And I pray for those who are listening in today that they would receive something very special from you, Lord. That, Lord, they would understand that you promised abundant living for Christians. Yes, that you desire for us to have that type of life. Otherwise, Jesus would not have said, I have come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. I'm talking about every area of life that we need help with. Father, help us as we go through faith and hope and trust and love and peace. Those are the elements of abundant living. I pray that you would bless it now, and I pray that those who are listening in would bless in a very special way. And we'll thank you for what's about to take place, give you all the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I tell you, I'm excited about today's podcast. I'm very excited because I really believe we need to look at abundant living as something that is really a reality for Christians. And God promised that. Jesus spoke specifically about that issue. And I believe this is going to be an eye-opener for a lot of people. Now, in this podcast, we will look at what I call the foundation or the fundamentals of abundant living. These areas in our life, quite frankly, the launching pad to live abundantly. Here are the ones I want to cover today. I could cover dozens and dozens of them, but I'm just going to cover these five today. They are faith, hope, trust, love, and peace. Now, let me repeat what those are. How about abundant faith, abundant hope, abundant trust, abundant love, and abundant peace? Now, I think you're on track with where we're trying to go into this, and I believe God has something very special in mind to help us today. Let's look at these in a very special way. The only way to look at them is through the Word of God. Abundance of faith is the beginning of abundant living and the beginning of the reality of abundant living. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it basically shows us how to experience the reality of abundance. Honestly, the reality of it, something you can hold on to and grasp the reality of it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says this, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now, that is a powerful scripture. I've used it many, many times on different podcasts and on my series on faith, even in the new book that I'm releasing soon called Faith for Miracles. That is the foundational piece to get this thing going. But I like to look at faith as substance. That means the reality of something is substance. Things hoped for, the evidence, that's the proof. That's like going to court and you bring evidence to the judge and you say, I have this evidence to convict this person. That means you've got some facts and some proof. And so substance and evidence relate so much to abundant living. Christians living with abundance is a promise from Jesus. Now, if you've not heard this before, and if you've listened to a lot of my podcasts, you've heard me use John 10:10. Remember, that's a powerful scripture where Jesus is speaking. He says, "The thief," that's Satan, "the thief comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. But I've come to give life," and some translations say, "and give it more abundantly." And the word abundant is used because that's what God wants us to have. Now, some people say, well, you're going to talk all about money and we're all going to get rich. No, I'm not going to go in that direction in this podcast. But on the other hand, I don't have a problem with people receiving abundance in their finances also. We'll cover that in a different topic. This one is specifically going to deal with the issues where we can have really abundance and issues that'll carry us through life and make us victorious like we've probably never imagined or even thought. Christians need faith to live abundantly. Now, do you agree with that? If you don't agree with that, you might want to go back and listen to the beginning of this video again and understand what we're talking about. Christians need faith to live abundantly. Christians need faith to be Christians. It takes a tiny bit of faith, a little bit of faith, in order to receive Jesus. We receive Jesus on faith because we can't see him, we can't touch him, we can't go back in time and see what took place. So by faith, we receive Jesus. So Christians need faith to live abundantly. Abundance is the substance of faith. It is the evidence of faith. So I like to tie that scripture together a little bit in talking talking about the reality of abundant living is because, you know, do you really think that Jesus, let me kind of go back a second. Do you really think that Jesus would have talked about giving us life more abundantly if he didn't want us to have life more abundantly? And so if you've heard people saying, don't let that word abundant, that's a false teaching, whatever. No, it's not a false teaching. The abundance I want to talk about is a life that Jesus wanted us to have. He shared it with us and wants us to have it. Okay, let's move on now to abundant peace. Remember, I gave you five areas we're going to cover in this podcast: faith, hope, trust, love, and peace, and that they're all abundant. That's what you want. You want abundance, more than enough, more than your needs. Matter of fact, abundance will provide needs for others also. So abundant peace is what Jesus promised us in John chapter 14 and verse 27. Jesus said this: peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So here Jesus is laying out that he wants to give us peace, and he wants us to have abundant peace, because with abundant peace, we can face all the trials and all the challenges and all the difficulties. We need abundant peace to handle all the troubles and the challenges that we face, the illnesses that we face, the disappointments there is in life, the times when people let us down and friends turned against us, when our finances fail and we file bankruptcy, or when our marriage falls apart, or wherever it might be. We need to have abundant peace in order to get through all of these things. Because if there's one thing that I find many, many Christians struggle with, it's peace. They have a difficult time saying their life is peaceful. They have peace in their life. But God's Word wants us to have peace. The Holy Spirit wants us to bring us peace. He is the deliverer of peace and patience and goodness and kindness and gentleness and self-control. Those are the things that the Holy Spirit brings to us. And Jesus wants to live in that peace. And so he made sure that his apostles heard him make that statement: peace I leave with you. Now, if it's peace that he leaves, that had to be his peace. And his peace has to be abundant, right? So if he's leaving his peace, which is abundant, then why can't we have abundant peace? Abundant peace means, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the challenges, regardless of the difficulties in life, we will have peace through whatever we go through. Remember the story in the Bible where Jesus is on the boat and the storm is moving around and Jesus is sleeping and this horrendous storm is taking place and all his disciples are panicking and they're just filled with anxiety and all this stuff, and Jesus is sleeping. He's at peace. That's called abundant peace, by the way. And in the middle of it, they can't believe that he's not awake and nervous and whatever, and he's like, what's the problem? I don't understand. What's the problem? And he then, you know, stills the waters. Jesus stills the storm. He quiets the storms in our life. And he spoke that into them, and everything got peaceful. And they started to understand that they too could have a touch of Jesus's peace, which can become abundant peace. I hope you got that, because that is so important. I guess I could probably stop and just do a whole podcast on this. Well, when I think about it, I think I did several weeks ago. I did a podcast on abundant peace. So you'll notice that the topics I chose, these five, there are individual podcasts on each one of them: abundant faith, abundant hope, abundant trust, abundant love, and abundant peace. All right, let's move on now. How about abundant hope? I believe that abundant hope is a vital part of the promise and reality of abundance, the reality that it's actually going to happen. It can happen. It will happen. You can grab it. You can hold it. I was preaching the other day. It was Easter time, and I did a Easter sunrise service, and I was talking about faith, and I was talking about faith as a substance, and that it's that we can grab and hold it, just like they wanted to run up to Jesus and grab him and hold him, and he said, no, hold on. I'm not ready to start hugging on to people yet. But he basically was saying, I'm here. I'm reality. And he was a substance of faith, right? There he was standing in front of them. And I said, it's like grabbing a holding. And this fellow in the front row, I knew him very well. And I said, get up here, Mike. And so Mike stood up. I ran over, I grabbed his hand and gave him a big handshake. I said, you're reality, right? And then I gave him a big hug to show that he is substance. He is evidence. He's proof. And that was going to be a blessing to me, that I could be there with him, my friend. That's what abundant living is: having friends, having joy, having peace, having happiness, having a great marriage, having the things that Jesus wants us to have. Now, abundant hope is a vital part, I'm going to repeat what I said earlier, of the promise and reality of abundance. Let me give you a couple of scriptures I think that proves that out. Romans chapter 4 and verse 24 says this: we were given hope when we were saved. All right? God gave us a gift of hope. Once again, if a gift came from God, it had to be abundant. It had to be powerful. because God doesn't work with minor things. God is all powerful. Everything about God is powerful. Every gift that he gives is powerful. Every gift he gives is abundance. The gift of salvation is the greatest abundance that we can ever experience, the abundance of being a Christian. That is where we got to live. And we got to get Christians to stop talking about, oh, I'm just barely getting by, or oh, I guess I'm okay. Well, I'm still breathing. I hope things are going to be all right. I guess maybe they might be. No, we got to stop that stuff and say, I'm a child of God. God made me more than a conqueror. He gave me hope. He gave me confidence. He's given me gifts to live the abundant life. Here's another scripture on the abundant hope in our life. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in our confident hope. Now, confident hope, that's abundance. That's abundance, because when I think of the word confidence, I think of faith. I think that substance can also be confidence, and evidence can also be proof. And so when we talk about the reality of faith, we can talk about the reality of hope, and we can talk about the reality of abundant hope. Listen to this statement. It's something I think is very, very important for this podcast and for those who are listening in to receive this, because a lot of people misunderstand the word hope. They think that hope is kind of like, well, maybe something's going to happen, might possibly happen. The word maybe, the word hope, they kind of put them together, but scripturally, hope and maybe don't go together. You see, when the Bible uses the word hope, and it is in a promise from God, the blessed hope, for example, hope means a guarantee. If we can just get out of this podcast today and receive the fact that hope is a guarantee when it's a promise from God, I'm telling you, it just changes everything. It changes our perspective. We can live that abundant life. We can live with abundant hope. We can live with abundant peace. We can live with abundant faith. And we can live the reality of abundance. You know, I've taught on prior podcasts something called Some Things Are Taught and Some Things Are Caught. Well, I'm teaching this, and that's something I know that the Lord has given me to share with you through the Word of God and through what He provides for me as we go through these podcasts. But this is one of those podcasts that you've got to catch. I can teach it, but unless you catch it, it won't become reality on you. And I want so much for everyone listening in today to understand that we can experience the reality of abundant living as a Christian. Okay, let's move on now to abundant trust. Abundant trust puts into action the reality of abundance. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, we walk by faith. So faith is also trust, right? So if we want abundant trust, we've got to learn how to walk in that trust and that confidence and believing that God is going to do it, that His word is real and His word applies to us, and that when we pray, God is hearing, He's listening, and He's sending the answer. And when we have a need, God promises to meet that need. So, I mean, the whole process of having trust leads us to a level of abundant trust. And I'm going to repeat that first sentence again. Abundant trust puts into action the reality of abundance. You see, a person with trust will take a step to receive the reality of abundance. The steps of a righteous man are led of God, right? The steps of a righteous man. We need to take action. And a lot of people don't take actions because they lack trust. When you walk up to a bridge and you see this bridge going across a ravine or something, or over a body of water or a bridge, you know, a river, something like that, and you're walking, about ready to step on that bridge, you have trust that that bridge is going to hold you up and protect you from what's underneath it, right? So therefore, there's a step of trust there. Now, that's not what I would call abundant trust. That's just simply the reality that it's there. There's the bridge. But you still got to have faith that bridge is going to hold up. You got to have trust it's going to take place. And unless you take the first step, you're not testing your trust. You're not testing your faith. You're not seeing if you what kind of faith you really have. Now, if it's a tiny little bridge and it's waving in the wind and it's made out of wood planks and it's rattly and creaky, now we've moved into a different level of trust, right? Well, that's how life is. Sometimes we're facing something that requires abundant trust, abundant faith, a higher level of those things in order to carry us through the challenges that we're facing. But we, nonetheless, we still have to take that step of faith in order to receive anything from God. Trust is confidence. Trust is endurance. It's evident. And that we can have an abundance of it is truly proven in the Word of God, throughout the scriptures I've given you, throughout the very words of Jesus, and throughout the promises of God. So remember, when we want anything from God, we've got to believe that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. We've got to remember that if we draw near to God, then He will draw near to us. We've got to believe that if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. These are all examples of trust. So abundant trust is ours. and it'll take us into action and we'll experience the reality of abundance in our life. You know, I mentioned that I had 5 points that leads to understanding the reality of abundance, but there's one that's just jumped in here while we're going through this podcast, and that's the word purpose. We can have abundant purpose. So let me just briefly make a comment about that. The reality, think of that, of abundant purpose. God wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 26, I run with purpose in every step. You know, it wasn't but a few weeks ago I made a comment. I was speaking to someone and that hit me, was that Paul said that he runs with purpose in every step. Is that something that we need as Christians? Absolutely. Every step that we take should have purpose. If it's just simply to get up and walk outside and get some fresh air, there's some purpose in that. But it's more than that. Every step, Paul says that he ran, everything that he did, every breath that he took, every word that he spoke had purpose and meaning in his life. You see, purpose in itself is abundant living. It's abundance. God gives us purpose. And if he gives us purpose, it has to be abundant purpose, right? God's purpose for us is valuable and it is abundant living. All right, we're going to move on. But that just hit me that I should mention the word purpose, because it's another word that when I talk to people, they struggle and say that's something that they don't really know their purpose. I was talking to a man the other day who's in his 70s. He says, I seem to have lost my whole purpose for living. And we had a wonderful talk. He's a Christian. We had a nice, wonderful chat. And I started sharing with him all the reasons that he's still alive and what there's yet left to be done in life, and that he's got great purpose and great plan. God's got great plans for him. And so he started to see that and started to change. And so we will be talking more about that as we meet from time to time. But we have a purpose and it's God-given to us. All right, let's move on now to the last abundant item we need, and that's love. The greatest part, I believe, of the reality of abundance is having abundant love. Because the Bible talks about love being the greatest, and love never fails, and just constantly tells us about the significance and importance of love. Without love, Jesus wouldn't have come to earth. Without love, he wouldn't have sacrificed his body on that cross. Without love, God wouldn't have raised us up from our sin and forgiven us of our sins and promised us everlasting life. You know, you can't talk about love without bringing up John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That is love. That's the love that sets the whole guideline for what we're talking about today. Let me give you a scripture I believe that will help us understand the reality of abundant love in our life. Romans 5:8 says here, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, you know, Jesus died because of God's abundant love for us. And God loved us so much that he gave his Son. And then God demonstrates his love for us in so many ways. And here, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now that's abundant love. And then Jesus, before the crucifixion, goes around telling everybody that God loves us and wants to give us and bless us and help us and encourage us, and that he's here to serve us. Matter of fact, we got to remember that Jesus Christ promised that he came to give us life abundantly. And we've got to remember that Jesus is our only hope. And that hope is a guarantee because of his resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ guaranteed our hope that we would have eternal life with Christ. All right, let me get back on track a little bit because we're talking about abundant love. God's love is the best part of abundant love. God's love for us. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, this is a powerful scripture, and I'm going to read the whole thing to you because I think it's so important to understand the power and the reality of having abundant love in our life. And this scripture is a great example of the reality of abundance. Here's what it says. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable. It is not resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Now that is the reality of abundant love, right? So when we look at that scripture and we talk about having love or having abundant love, love is one thing, but this kind of love, this kind of abundant love, brings the reality of abundant love into our lives. Because it says, you know, love is patient. And if there's one thing that a lot of people struggle with, is patience. That's one of the things that I've had times when I have to stop and think, I need to be more patient, I need to be more understanding, I need to be a better listener. And so love helps me have more patience when I'm talking to other people. Love helps my wife have more patience when she's dealing with me. I mean, all the years we've been married, she's been an incredibly patient woman and a very loving woman. Love is kind. That means it does not envy or boast. Love is not being jealous of someone else or having envy of what someone else has. And in order to keep envy and boasting out of our life, we've got to have an abundance of love. It says here in this same scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, it is that love is not arrogant or rude. So once again, it's easy to be a little arrogant. It's easy to be rude. Before I was a Christian, and a lot of people, you may or may not know this, but many, many years ago when my wife and I met, we met at a teenage dance, and I was a drummer. I was a drummer in a rock and roll band. Now, I wasn't a Christian. This was many years ago, but I was arrogant because I was a drummer in a band. And if you're a drummer in a band, I mean, it's cool, right? And so I was not a Christian, so I didn't understand that arrogance was not proper for people, and I kind of enjoyed it. So I'd kind of walk around and look at people and talk to them, act like, you know, this is kind of, you're blessed to be able to talk to me. And I know that's terrible, and I shouldn't be admitting it, because a lot of people think, well, then you're a terrible person. Well, no, I think God's delivered me from a lot of that. But bottom line, it's easy to become arrogant if you've had financial success. It's easy to have arrogant if you've had success in maybe even in your marriage. You say, well, we've been married 60 years, and look at us. Look at us. We got it all together. That's arrogance. That's not love. And we've got to avoid that. And the only way we can avoid arrogance and being rude is through having an abundance of love in our life. All right, so I hope you forgive me for being a drummer in a rock and roll band, but it was kind of an interesting time in my life, and I thank God that Sharon came into my life and all that changed. Love, it says, does not insist on its own way. That's, you know, you need to have an abundance of love, not to insist on your own way. Now, you married couples out there, it's kind of funny, kind of sit down and say, well, why don't we go out and have something to eat tonight instead of eating at home? Let's go out. And so one person likes Mexican food and the other one wants Italian food. And one person insists on it, it's got to be this, or the other person is insisting on that. It's not going to be a very enjoyable dinner. And so therefore, you probably should pass on going out to dinner if you're insisting on having your own way, because that is not proof of truly having abundant love in our life. Now, it also says that love is not irritable or resentful, and it doesn't rejoice when other people have problems or do things bad. And it rejoices, though, with truth. There's just nothing like truth. As a matter of fact, when you talk about the word truth, people that I'm sharing Christ with or trying to give my testimony of my faith and my healings and what God has done in my life and talk to them about what it is to be a Christian and what Jesus has to offer. And I usually always wind up saying, if you're really looking for truth, then you're going to find Jesus, because Jesus is the only truth out there. And the scripture tells us that love is rejoicing in truth. Love, it says, bears all things, which means kind of deals with everything, and believes all things, and hopes all things, and endures all things. And what we're referring to there is all things that are good. It believes all things that are good and right and righteous. Well, you know, I think we've kind of exhausted the areas I wanted to talk about. I've got a little off track at times in this, but I really believe the Holy Spirit takes me off track sometimes so that He's doing what He wants to do rather than what I want to do. You know, my prayer for you today is to experience what Jesus promised His followers, life more abundantly. The reality of abundance is founded on a foundation of faith, hope, trust, peace, love, and I added purpose in there. I believe the Holy Spirit added purpose. So I'm just going to pray for you, because I believe the Lord has something special to help those who are struggling maybe with loving other people or understanding why people don't love them. So I'm just going to pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for once again an opportunity to share with people that I probably will never meet. Many of them are friends of mine. I know them. But there's people, quite frankly, that listen to this podcast all over the world. And I'll never have an opportunity to meet them unless they're followers of Jesus Christ and I meet them in heaven. So Father, I pray that you would bless them and help them to understand the reality of having love in their life. And not just love, but have an abundance of love to deal with all the issues that we face. Father, I pray an abundance of faith for those who are struggling in that area. And I pray for abundance of hope for those who have a difficult time understanding that when Jesus talks about hope, when the Word of God talks about hope and God's promises, it's really a guarantee. And for those that struggle maybe with trust, that you would give an abundance of trust in their life and give them an abundance of peace, Father, that peace that passes all understanding that will guard their heart and guard their mind in Christ Jesus. I believe for that, and I claim that now in Jesus' name. And I pray they'll have an abundance of love, Father, for others, because you've placed an abundance of love in each and every one of us. And if there's anyone out there that doesn't know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, I pray that they would just simply say, I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I promise to serve him all the days of my life. For I ask all these things now, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope this has been a blessing to you. I hope it's been something that's been helpful. I've thoroughly enjoyed putting this particular podcast together. I mean, I enjoy them all, but some of them, I just believe the Lord gives me something very, very special to help people, and something that just inspires me greatly. And I guess it's because of all the years I've been pastoring and being with people and trying to help people with their lives and with the challenges that they face. Our next podcast is entitled Abundant Living is Yours. I made a comment about it in the prior podcast, but I really think I need to expand what that means. Abundant living is yours. It's not somebody else's. It's not that it's going to be something that, well, other people have that, but I don't. It's like people say, well, to get by with what I've got. Why do we think that? Because God obviously wants to bless us. And the Lord wants his people, his followers, to live life more abundantly. If you'd like to know more about quality Christian living, I would like you to go to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you pull that up, on the front page, there's a link to the podcast dealing with quality Christian living. If you pulled this up now, you would have access to 280 podcasts that we've done over the last 3 years. And thank the Lord, I'm not boasting, but thank the Lord, we've been able to speak out to as many as 129 countries in certain months. And that just absolutely blows my mind that people are listening in, quite frankly, around the world. And I thank the Lord for that. But the Lord's given us topics to deal with, like having faith for miracles, understanding what it is to have a miracle in your life, and understand what it means to live a quality life, to live a godly life, how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. There's sections on how to be debt-free and how to live a life filled with the joy of the Lord. I mean, just numerous titles and topics, and I hope they'll be a blessing to you. If you want to scroll down on that webpage, you can, and you'll see a number of books that I've written that are on Amazon, dealing with faith, dealing with generosity, dealing with getting out of debt, dealing with the issues that veterans face, and they're just things I think they'll be a blessing to you. And as I mentioned earlier, I believe in this podcast that I have a new book coming out called Faith for Miracles. There's a series in my podcast dealing with faith for miracles. That book should be out in the next month or so. So thank you once again for listening in. I know that some may be interested in subscribing. If you'd like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. So let me close out this podcast. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you for listening to Quality Christian Living. I am your host, David Friend. This was podcast number 280, entitled The Reality of Abundance.